Joining us on our KTR Newsmaker line is Eric Biotvet, and Eric is an immigration attorney right here in Arizona. Full disclosure, Eric and I go back quite some time. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I don't know if you got to hear a little bit of what we were talking about, but one of the questions, Eric, is in the world of immigration, in the world of these people in the country illegally, they've been charged with a misdemeanor, as I understand it, and are appearing in court, some having their children taken from them. We're trying to understand the what's next. Did yesterday's change in policy, yesterday's executive order, did it fundamentally change, I'll use the example, your job as an immigration attorney?
Not really. What's happened here is Trump has dictated that families will stay together in detention, but it hasn't changed the rules as far as having those family members released or applying for benefits and that sort of thing.
Well, and Eric, just to follow up on that, we understand, and this goes back to this Flores case that I'm assuming you're a hell of a lot more familiar with than I am, that there are rules and there are criteria when it comes to holding people, how long you can hold them, the type of facility you can hold them in?
Yes, the court held that there should be a least restrictive setup for these children. So you don't want to put them, you know, in jail cells and that sort of thing. Want to have it more of a, you know, friendly atmosphere, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And I think what's going on now is by identifying parents of these children, they can bring the parents in and make it more of a family-oriented setup.
You know, I've got a question for you here, Eric, because I feel like sometimes facts are hard to come by when it comes to immigration. We know that the Flores, you know, settlement, that's been around for decades now. And previous administrations have, you know, been sometimes separating families. This isn't the first time it's happened. Other times we hear about the catch and release program where ankle monitors or you're expected to show up to court whenever your date shows up. And I've really been trying to find numbers, concrete numbers, without an agenda from some sort of organization as to what percentage of people who have been caught and then released actually show up for their court date. As an immigration attorney, I know you can't speak for the whole system as a whole, but with your clients, what percentage actually show up for their court date?
Well, for my clients, they all show up to court because they're pursuing benefits and they would like to get relief in the United States. But as far as statistics go on how many people do not show up, I don't know of any records kept by the government on that other than indirectly, because when somebody does not show up to court, then they get ordered deported and that becomes a record against them. So Somebody somewhere is probably keeping track of that, but I'm not aware of anything.
So you, and so in your experience, Eric, if I you are, and as an immigration attorney, people are coming to you specifically. So yes, of course they're going to court because they're the ones, they came to you, for goodness sakes. They are trying to, I'm assuming, they're trying to either get lawful status or citizenship in some way, shape, or form, and you're helping them navigate this in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly. A lot of these people will come to me who are caught at the border for asylum. They're seeking asylum. And usually what will happen is that at the border, if they'll be given a credible fear interview, and if the officer, asylum officer, believes that they have a credible fear, then they'll release them and they can see an immigration judge. If they don't have that credible fear, then they will send them to immigration court while they're still in detention for a hearing and then a decision from the judge as to whether the case goes forward or they get returned.
Local immigration attorney Eric Biotvet is joining us right now, and you talk about the credible threat. We also heard that recently those criteria had changed in some way, shape, or form. Are you feeling that? Are you seeing that, and how are you as an immigration attorney dealing with that?
I've actually seen the criteria a little bit more liberal. But I tend to see that with children and female detainees. I was in El Paso for a situation very similar to that, and the lady did not have a very strong case that I saw, but she was granted a credible fear interview and determined to have a credible fear. And she was released, and she's now in Phoenix, and she will be going to court.
I got one last question for you here, Eric, because we are up against the clock. But, you know, you talked about getting asylum. We see that in this executive order that the president signed yesterday. It is the same policy that they have been telling folks from the beginning. If you want to seek asylum, do it the right way. Come to a port of entry. Make the declaration. Don't try to cross the border illegally. But we're hearing stories of folks who are trying to do just that, and they're being turned away, told to come back another day. Being in this, coming to this country and seeking asylum is not a crime. So my question is, how do you slice it both ways? You're telling people to do it the right way. As they choose to do it the right way, they're being turned around. Is there a better situation that folks who are trying to seek asylum could go through? Or is this a bit of a shell game by the administration?
You know, it really sounds like a shell game. And it's just a tough call, because when you have all these people that come to the border and not enough officers to review their cases, then you have to detain them. It just goes on. It's a complete nightmare. The only thing I could think of is they could actually go to the American embassies in the countries that they're in and ask for refugee status, which is different than asylum. Asylum you apply for in the United States, but you can ask for refugee status at the American embassy. And I think a lot of these people just are not educated on, you know, the laws.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not going to be, because they're trying to escape their country. So it's a lot of miscommunication and just manpower.